everyone. I'm Lori Casto, and you're listening to the Created to Soar podcast brought to you by DevoteToday.com and Wedgewood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community. Well, today, about 6 weeks ago, we talked to Gloria Saunders. And so today we're going to do it again. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, everybody.
Well, I want to go back 25 years, Gloria. Did you know that if you went to the grocery store 25 years ago and you got some eggs, one dozen, it was 91 cents.
Oh my goodness. And now I think I just bought some for over $2.
White bread was 93 cents.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. Sliced bacon, $3. Round steak, $3.24 a pound. You could get a pound of potatoes for 38 cents a pound, and you could get fresh milk for $2.78 a gallon. So today, if you go to the grocery store, you're going to pay about $4.20 for a gallon of milk. So 25 years ago, it was $2.78. And gas, dun-da-da-dun, $1.51 for gas.
That was a long time ago. So much has changed.
So much has changed in 25 years. And you think about the fact, just the fact that 25 years ago, it was the year 2000.
Yes.
So we just kind of went through Y2K. We had all the parties for the year 2000. And then January hits and Gloria makes a decision to come to Wedgewood Estates of Mansfield. Go through that story with me again.
Well, I had heard of the Casto family, just heard what good people they were to work for, and
boy, were you surprised.
Boy, was I. No. It was just as everybody said. I knew I wanted to work for the Casto family, and I had a friend that I worked with at another facility, and she got in here before me. So I get a call one night and saying, we have a position on night shift, Gloria. She says, you got to come over and fill out an application. I told my boss that you're coming. So I beat the boss here the next morning. And Jackie interviewed me. And she told me that Joni had told her that if she doesn't hire me, she's going to lay herself in front of her car until she did. So here I am. I worked for 14 years as a floor nurse on night shift.
Okay, so I want to go back to that because this is January. I think the 19th is officially your 25-year date.
That's right.
And so I just kind of wanted to take a walk back to 14 years that you were on night shift. It wasn't just night shift. To my understanding, you weren't just doing three nights here at Wedgewood. What else were you doing in your life?
I was married, and we had friends that adopted handicapped children. So when I wasn't here, I went over and I worked for them, too.
So you were, like, working a lot of hours.
48 to 52 hours a week. It was because I alternated those weeks, 48 one week, 40 or 52 the next. It was just midnight to 6 over there. So I got to take care of those precious kids.
See, and you've always been a caregiver. You're just a caregiver at heart. And so oftentimes I think now I appreciate the caregiver at heart that you are. And, you know, sometimes in the business realm of it, you know, I'll say something about, you know, well, this resident, they can't, or, you know, and you're like, and I can just see your mind. Because you want to do everything to preserve that resident. And it's, you just have this heart. And I just want to tell you, thank you very much for that heart that cares. And when you have a heart like that, that cares, you don't really want to, like, showcase it. I get that because caregivers don't want that, but you need it. So congratulations, Gloria, on 25 years here at Wedgewood. And what did you do before? How many years were you in healthcare even before that?
Well, I started out as a nurse's aide. I did that for 3 years. Then I went to factory for 3 years. And then I went back into healthcare. I went and realized that factory work is not for me. I want to be working with the people. So I went and got my nursing license, and my first job was at Mifflin for, worked there for 5 years. And then I went to another nursing home for a year before I came here.
So 609. So about 34 years in the healthcare field. That's, wow, that's astounding, and congratulations, yes. And you didn't quit, and there's something to be said about all of those things. You know, and so we had talked to you, like I said, about 6 weeks ago or so, whatever that is now, but I wanted to take a little avenue as we're celebrating your 25 years this month here at Wedgewood Estates at some point. the month's not over, but I just want to kind of talk about here at Wedgewood Estates for 25 years. So when you came here, we were just in our infancy. We were just toddlers. We were just new babes, feeling things out. There was Jackie and there was Abby.
Yes.
So that's in the day of Jackie and Abby. So I was going back through and I was thinking of the staffing. So we have here at Wedgewood, we've had Angie.
Yes.
She's actually younger than me. She started at Lexington Court, and I think my father-in-law, just a great relationship there with Angie, just a kid. I think she started off as an aide.
She did.
And then she got her nurse's license, nursing for LPN, and then she's been here. And then so for Casto Healthcare, she's been with Casto Healthcare for like 31 years.
Right.
Something like that at this point. It's at this point, it's just phenomenal, off the charts. And then there's Tim.
Yeah.
So he's another one, 25 years in maintenance. So he helped us celebrate 25 years pretty much, and that he retired just because it was his normal age of retirement. So just moving on to 25 years, and he was in maintenance. Then there's Marquita.
Yes. Housekeeper.
Housekeeping. Yeah. And she had a staff that, so she was with us 20, I want to say.
Yes. That, yes.
Cause she would have come to us in her 40s and then 65, you know, so she was at a retirement age as well. So Marquita has, and then there's April, who is with us.
Right. Yes, she is.
She's a companion.
That's correct. Yes, she's been with us 21.
21, at least 21, because that plaque's been on the wall for a while. It could be longer.
Yes.
So she's been with us. In fact, it could be that she's been here about the same amount of time I have, because she was one of the first people when I was in the front office. She and Chris outside.
The landscaper.
Landscaper.
Yes.
Yeah. So April's probably been a companion here for 22 years, and that's crazy astounding.
It is.
It's amazing. I remember when she walked through the door and she had little ones, littles.
And now one is married, has two children, and the other one's graduating this year.
Yeah. So she's, I just can't even believe it, because when she walked through the door, she was just a kid. I mean, just a kid herself with little ones. That's crazy. And then there's Jackie, as we talked about. Now, I think she was with Casto Healthcare for probably 30 years.
I think you're right.
She started off at Woodside Village, then Lexington Court, and then she became the DON here.
Right.
And helped get things started, writing regulations with Abby and all of that. So probably 30 years for her. And then Joan.
Aw.
You know, and then we think about Joni. And I just think about Joni and that legacy of, Joni was so proud. She was part of the FBI.
Yes, she was.
Isn't that something?
It is. It is. She's a glory. You wouldn't believe some of the things that I have seen. And she's just fascinating, loving woman.
Yeah. Yes, and she actually never retired. Do you know that?
That's right. When she passed away here at Wedgewood.
Yeah.
Her time card was still in the rack.
Yeah. And when you say she passed away at Wedgewood, it wasn't unexpected.
No, it was not.
It was not unexpected. She had cancer and she decided to have a room for not even long.
No.
You know, she did so well for so long, and she made that decision to go ahead, and she knew the time was coming. It would have been a week.
That sounds about right.
It wasn't long.
Not at all.
She worked all that time, Gloria.
I know.
When you think about that.
Right up to it, till I think she was working, was it like a month before
yeah.
she passed.
She was working all the way up to about a month before she passed. Mm-hmm. And then she came here for like her last week or so.
Yes.
And her family got to say goodbye and it was amazing. And she was such a blessing to Wedgwood. But now I want to ask you, like I have a few of my, and I hate to use the word favorite. Because all our residents are awesome, but yes. Tell me some of the people that pop into your head from over the past 25 years.
Oh, some of our Joes that have been here over the years. Just wonderful gentlemen. Bring so much to the plate. All of our residents do. They just bring so much from their life and their experiences. I don't know if we should say their names out loud
You
or
go
not.
Ahead and say their name, not their last name.
Okay. Like I said, there were three Joes here. All okay. at the same time. There were three of them and they were all very special men. I can see your list.
Ah.
And okay. Arlene, and then there was Betty. My goodness, the list just goes on and on and on. There was a B. Just so many special people.
Well, and you just came to us last week and said there was a gentleman named Gary who had lived here for quite a long time. He just passed away.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you just think of these folks and, you know, thinking about Scott, who is still here, you know, because you think of the ones, the longevity. And actually I was thinking, wow, he's been here for quite a long time now.
He has. I think the last I looked, I'm wanting to say he's been with us at least 9 years now.
Wow. Because he came here with his mom.
Yes.
And she had a separate room and then she passed away. Boy, it's been quite a while now.
It has been.
Time just kind of flies on by, but Vera, I think about Vera because she was one of our, at the time, it was like she was the one with all the longevity. So she was probably here 17 years. She came from living in a garden home to then moving into the manor house.
Yes.
So there was a lot of longevity there, to be independent and move into assisted. And the same with Arlene.
Yes.
Doris, called her Doris or Arlene.
Yes.
And she was with us a long time. Probably 10 years back in the day. That was a long time for assisted living.
It was.
It still is. I mean, that just doesn't happen as much. And then we have one here now that just celebrated 20 years.
Yes, in our independent living.
And she's just still in her independent living and doing well and doing wonderful. And we celebrate her and she's just always kind and generous to us. And, oh, and then there's another one. This gentleman, he's a little ornery. We all would joke and I would call him ornery. He would say that I'm right. Carl, he's a little bit of an ornery one.
Yes.
He's been in a garden home for a long time. Could be 20 years, maybe.
It's getting really close to that if it's not.
Yeah. Yes. So he's been independent living for that long. And that's amazing. Amazing man. So just to think about this face. Oh, I know. Gladys.
Oh, yes.
Gladys, there was such a bond. I just, special lady, she was a pastor's kid.
Yes.
And I never, ever, ever had a conversation with her where she didn't praise the staff. She always did.
Yes.
As much as she had confusion, she never forgot to say what a great job the staff was doing.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing. Yes. That she always thought about the staff and she always was thankful in any little thing. And I enjoyed always just helping her. Maybe it was just because she was just so grateful and so thankful for any help.
She always was.
Yeah. All
like,
along
just
the
like
way.
Like you said, even in her confusion, you get to see their soul went like that.
Yeah.
It comes through.
Yeah. That's a good way to say it. That is exactly right. And then there was this gentleman named Bob. And you'll have to see if you remember this one. He was younger. We had two men at the same time. And they both had this form of dementia. And I don't think when they both were here at the same time, neither one of them spoke. And if they did, it was little that I recall. And this gentleman, he had met his wife in Sunday school. And young folks. And so she would bring him to our Wedgwood worship. We had a Wedgwood worship. She would bring him to Wedgwood worship every Sunday. Every Sunday. no matter what, she brought him to Wedgwood Worship and just had such a great time in praise and worship and the word and all of that. And I remember one Sunday, I was up front and he was over to my left and he hadn't spoken. He had a very, very fast form of an Alzheimer's or dementia type situation going on, never spoke. And I looked over at him while we were doing singing praise and worship. I look over at him and he is smiling from ear to ear. And I can't explain this, Gloria, other than the Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit explains himself. I don't need to. The Holy Spirit, I just knew that he was seeing angels. You know what I mean? I knew it. I knew he was seeing angels. I knew he was seeing heaven. I knew he was excited about what was yet to come. So I said to my husband, I said, honey, Bob will not be back. He's not coming back. He's going to be going home before next week. He's going home to Jesus. And sure enough, that Friday night, he went home to Jesus. But he was a Christian man. And I knew it because of the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Isn't that something that a person can't speak? They can't do anything, but the Holy Spirit can interwitness in that.
Right, through their expressions.
It was just a wonderful, powerful mm-hmm. moment, and I'll never, ever forget that. And so, Gloria, you've been part for 25 years of Wedgwood Estates and everything that it is, and I just wanted to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you for the opportunity.
You're over there, and I could see you're just such a sweet, kind face, and you're over there ready to cry at some point.
I am fighting it. No. Yes, I am.
But that's okay. It's because you've got that caregiver spirit and that caregiver attitude. And when the going gets tough, maybe you can look back on the time here and think, you know what? We touched the lives of this resident. And the life of this resident was touched. And it's not just the residents. It's the family members.
Absolutely.
I can just think of the family members that we've become, you know, that when they leave, and that's hard.
You miss them as much as you do the residents.
Yeah, because it's like they become part of our life and we see them all the time and then all of a sudden they're not coming in anymore.
That's right. And when you do happen upon them out in the community or something, you're so excited to see them.
Yeah, because they become part of your life and who you are. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because you'll see people out like at Kroger. And they'll be like, how's everything at Wedgwood? You know, and it's just like, well, it's not the same without you.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, you talk about us touching other people's lives. They touch our lives too.
Yeah. They touch our lives. And I remember people ministering to me. I remember people ministering to me a lot of different times.
Same.
And God put them in my life. Just like we put them in, like God put us in their lives.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
All the different roads, they all connect and God has a purpose.
That's right. God has a purpose and a plan. And Gloria, again, thank you so much for 25 years of service to Wedgwood Estates in Mansfield, but more importantly to people, caring for people, because that's really what it is. It might be under the name of Wedgwood, but it's really about caring about all the different people that you've cared about all these years. And thank you for being such a face of caring and a face of love. And we just appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
So you've been listening to the Created to Soar podcast, and it's been brought to you by Wedgwood Estates in Mansfield, the area's premier senior residential community. Thank you.